Greetings in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our precious Savior. Overcomers.ca. The Epistle Mysteries. Chapter 11. The Mystery of God the Father. Scriptures. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians 2:1-3. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth for ever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake again unto me again, and said, Go, and take the little book which is open in the right hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. Revelation 10:4-8. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:13-19. For I think that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of all mankind waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. For man was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who gave him free will in the hope he would choose rightly, because man himself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors in pain to this day. And not only they, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, that is, the salvation of our bodies. For we live in hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For if we see it, why should we yet hope? But if we hope for that which we do not see, then we do wait for it in patience. Romans 8:18-25, the Lampsa Bible. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth to bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation 21, verses 21 to 27. End Scriptures. Vision. The entire circumference of the earth was before me as I saw this vision of God. I saw upon the earth, scattered in through the nations, those who would overcome all things and be found in the Lord as ones who obeyed the voice of the Lord and conquered all their own personal iniquity. I saw each one separate from one another by time and distance, each one set aside and confined in their individual processings and being judged by God. In them was the light of the ages, but also in them was the mystery of iniquity at work in contradiction to the new nature within them, by which they were created anew. For the new nature, as a realm of light in them, was emerging, but so also was their own carnality, fueled by this mystery. So rather than being pure and holy before the Lord, they found defilement, the works of the flesh, and iniquity, works that were base and foreign to the true spirit of the Lord that they were seeking to be one with. The overcomers in this vision were greatly defiled. The mass of putrid iniquity was at the full in each one, and there was an epic struggle of good versus evil in a Romans chapter 7 experience. I saw, however, that there is just before each overcomer a time coming from Father God. For I saw God, he was above this creation and was concentrating his mind upon the overcomers in their plight. Bringing forth from within his very person came forth a new anointing, a new revelation. This anointing and this revelation is now just before the overcomer. I saw God pour forth this new anointing upon the heads of all they that were tagged and readied for his greater purposes in the earth. As they were in this delusion of light versus dark, good versus evil in their very souls, the Spirit of God poured forth this new anointing, this new revelation. The anointing poured forth upon their heads, and each one became golden in this anointing of God, even while this war continued. And let me repeat that. As they were in this delusion of light versus dark, good versus evil in their very souls, the Spirit of God poured forth this new anointing, this new revelation. The anointing poured forth upon their heads, and each one became golden in this anointing of God, even while this war continued. I saw that this anointing is to happen just before Jesus comes, bringing the first resurrection by raising from the dead those who were counted as part of the overcoming company. This was a very peculiar work indeed, one that has not been seen in the earth before. End vision. Beginning now in the mystery of God, God has had one singular purpose in his mind since he began this present cosmos, ordered arrangement. And that single purpose is to fill every atom, every molecule, everything in all that he created with the unmeasured fullness of his infinite love. there is nothing that for now is distanced from God that will not in time be filled with his full love and that will not be made one with himself. Nothing alive or extinct, no creature, nothing of the earth or of the cosmos, including the stars, will fall short of this love that God is working towards. His purpose is to bring the present chaos to order, and that order to being infused with his love in an unlimited measure for all of eternity. Not just so, but the love of God will not only fill all that has been created, whether those things be extinct or alive, but God will also fill with his unlimited love all that was distanced from him by the fall of man and the subsequent demise of proper order in all the natural and spiritual worlds. It matters not that time is involved, for when God is finished, so will his mystery be finished, which mystery circumvents all time and all that God set in order from the first created world up to and consummating in the New Jerusalem by the redefining of this present ordered arrangement. This chaos that happened from the fall caused both mankind and all of the present ordered arrangement in three areas to be affected. The three areas in being the world, including all life within it, the cosmos in present time and reality, even to the unlimited scope of its size, and the spiritual world as well. The spiritual world, including all that precedes the Lord right up to his very throne. The fall of man in the mystery of iniquity affected all those realms, including the spirit world, all in the perfect will of God. Further to the purpose of God being singular in its scope and power, God is going to do a work in our time that has nothing short of a continuation of his creative power. For God will now motion in his spirit to change his present creation from being an object of his love to being made one in his love. This will be a creative power from the seven spirits of God as burning lamps which will do this work, even at the time of the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. I have no intention on listing out God's many names or attributes and attempting in the study on the mystery of God to give definition to God. My purpose is not to define him, but to reveal him in his person, in that character of Father that has been over many years my personal experience. To know him as Father God in all aspects of creation, including the negatives, until creation confirms God becoming all in all. I do not wish to bow to the stresses caused by those who do not like me to call God, God. I do not wish to write calling him otherwise, either by his power names of Yah or any other attribute of his character. In the mystery of God, it is imperative to reveal God as a person, a personality, a complete, full expression of who he is. Just as each person and each member of the animal kingdom has a personality, so too does God. I do not wish in this series of studies to call God other than that. God. He is God. God the Father. Not something I wish to reveal in an old Hebrew name. Previous writings I have done, as well as the works of other writers, abound in defining God. It is his person I wish to reveal, who he is as a living character in absolute holiness. It is also not my desire in these studies to write to the general populace. My writings are concentrating on they that would overcome and awake in his likeness, and in brackets, oneness. Let me read that again. My writings are concentrating on they that would overcome and awake in his likeness, oneness. Although the principles and doctrines of the fullness of God will apply to all that his hands have made, it is for they that would obey God and overcome in this time that this writing is being done. The mystery of God as relates to those who would bear one day the overcomer's crown, it is to them that I concentrate these studies. God's purpose in plunging this present ordered arrangement into this depravity was for one very specific reason. That reason was that all he made would know the love of God in infinity. Nothing that is created now, which is in this defilement of the fall, will be left in its defiled state. Nothing that is distanced from God now will be left undistanced. In the end of all things, God will have enveloped all into his love. Why did God allow creation to fall in such a manner? Why did God create the waster to destroy? Why did God create the knowledge of good and evil in the form of a tree, then ordain that man eat of that tree? Why did God plunge all that is now into this depravity, which is distanced from his person? All that God made, which was very good, is now depraved. All that God saw as being perfection is now unholy and imperfect. Everything, everywhere, is bound up in the mystery of God, along with being bound up in the mystery of iniquity. Nothing outside of his person will be outside of him when he completes his work. Nothing that now knows not the love of God will continue in that fashion, but will instead come into a full understanding of his great love with nothing lacking. All that he is and all that we are will be reconciled in one, with no rift or division. And God has chosen to do this restoration through the life of the overcomer. I'll repeat it. All that he is and all that we are will be reconciled in one, with no rift or division. All that he is and all that we are will be reconciled in one, with no rift or division. And God has chosen to do this restoration through the life of the overcomer. For the overcomer will present this full measure of love to this fallen creation and will restore it. That is the calling and the work of the overcomer. God set this depravity away from his holiness and person in order that he might be known for all his marvelous works. This working by which all will be restored is first being done in the lives of they that would overcome. As such, the life of the overcomer must first be a life that is bound up in contrition, bound up in brokenness, bound up in the heat of trial. The overcomer, to be revealed in the mystery of God, must first endure the processings needed to separate within them the division of flesh from spirit, that which is of God from that which is of their own carnality. Hence, the lifelong trials of patient waiting until all things are worked out in their lives and they emerge holy in the pure love of the Father. the mystery of God also becomes reclusive to those who would seek his face. For the time of the fall in the Edenic garden was also the time when the Lord covered himself in thick darkness, enveloped in the clouds. He disappeared from view. Man, in his carnal thoughts, has speculated on the person of God ever since, and in our natural thoughts, we often wonder where God is in this present world. Where is his presence? Where is his spirit working so that we may see him? The mystery of God is a mystery when we recognize that God has, because of the fall, distanced himself from all that he originally made. He is set behind great billowing clouds, which to us are dark and impervious to our eyesight. It is God who is behind these clouds that the overcomer must emulate. Such is the present ordered arrangement, that God seemingly distanced himself from each thing he had made, all for the purpose of being sure that restoration would follow. That restoration that follows will give to each thing restored, and that is all things, the knowledge of the mystery of his will and the full measure of his infinite love, something that would become a living reality in each restored thing. Because God has now hidden behind the clouds, mankind in the course of human history has often blamed God for horrible circumstances which have arisen. Newscasts and elements of declaration from ungodly nations has caused the knowledge of God to wane in such a way as to have one feel abandoned by their own creator. Because this happened, the mystery of iniquity ruled the day, and men became vain in their imaginations. Changing the glory of God into corruptible things, they invented every sort of evil machination that carnality is able to devise. We now have doctrines on evolution and the non-existence of the Creator, all to no avail, because there is simply no answer for such things as relates to the natural thought of the carnal mind. Men have thus become gods unto themselves. This is a repeat of human history, for that was the condition of the world prior to the deluge in Noah's time. Men have built for self, have protected self, have worshipped the power of the carnal mind, even though its impetus is birthed by iniquity, because nothing else seems to have answer. God is hidden behind the clouds, so man speculates on whatever makes sense to the natural carnal mind. However, a change is now going to take place in the mystery of God. For God has, through the course of human history, taken unto himself those whose hearts and minds he has tuned in with his own. He chose the most unlikely candidates, those who would have the least ability to qualify for his greater things. The ones God chose as overcomers are the ones who just don't fit the bill. I'll repeat that. The ones God chose as overcomers are the ones who just don't fit the bill. The sentence prior says, for God has through the course of human history taken unto himself those whose hearts and minds he has turned in with his own. He chose the most unlikely candidates, those who would have the least ability to qualify for his greater things. The ones God chose as overcomers are the ones who just don't fit the bill. They do not have any idea how to overcome anything, nor do they have any idea as to the true spiritual location of God. And I'll repeat that. These bear repeating. they do not have any idea how to overcome anything, nor do they have any idea as to the true spiritual location of God. This is where the mystery of God begins and ends, right in the present testimony of they that overcome. For these who God has chosen are total failures. These who God has chosen are total failures. They cannot know left from right, right from wrong, and wrong from ungodliness. God literally has to create them anew. And being thus created that way, he makes them the first ones who turn from being objects of his love to being filled with his love. The hour has arrived where God has cut off this number and will manifest these who have thus learned the mystery of God in new bodies of light and glory. The tally is complete. The Lord will arise in this time to end the ways of men, to bring to a successful conclusion the mystery of iniquity, and to finish the mystery of God. That which has long been hoped for now will be real. That which our faith has held out for will now come to pass in the earth. I'll repeat that. That which has long been hoped for will now be real. That which our faith has held out for will now come to pass in the earth. The Lord is about to glorify his overcomers, fitting them with new bodies which will display in an immeasurable state the pure love of God. Just prior to this manifestation, even during this present time, holy anointing oil from the person of God himself will fall first upon the head of the crowns of these who walk in such tribulation. Upon them will this oil flow forth, unabated, unstoppable, immeasurable, a new anointing for this time, just prior to the actual coming of Jesus. This oil will be the full expression of the anointing of the very person of God expressed in human flesh. That as Jesus was the Word of God made flesh, so now the overcomers will be identical. And this is happening right at this time. For we have entered a period in human history that has never been before. This period of time we are in is not a repeat of human history. We have come to that place in time and history where that one stands in the holy place as God, looking and talking like God, acting and speaking and doing miracles like God, but is not God. That is the perdition that Jesus warned us of that would arise just prior to great tribulation. This tribulation that is arising is the greatest epic struggle that this creation in its depraved state will ever experience. One standing as God in the Holy of Holies, when in fact it is not God. And only they that overcome will understand the difference. This oil that is about to be poured out upon your head, dear reader of this page, is a new oil of anointing that has never been in the history of mankind outside of Jesus Christ himself. It is the anointing oil which will manifest you as part of his two witness company, even his body in the earth, with Christ as the head of this body. This anointing will enable you to be found holy and pure at his appearing, and it will only be placed upon the brows of they who God has chosen out of each time frame and out of each nation and family to set his name. That is the very first thing in the mystery of God to be done, and the very last thing prior to the coming of Jesus. So be it, Lord, even unto me. There is a sign being given unto us. It is a literal sign in the constellations above the earth, and it is happening even now. In the next writing, I will reveal the mystery of God in this sign, and this will cause your joy to be full. Know it, for it is happening, and the time for this to take place has arrived, even for you, dear reader of these pages. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.